Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Today, host Richard Pettis brings you the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Saint of the Day, and our daily update. We will be right back after a few messages.
Looking for a Catholic counselor? Dr. Peter Klapponis, Deb Rojas, and the team at Integrity Counseling Services provide faithful Catholic counseling in Pennsylvania and beyond. We offer telehealth and in-person counseling for porn addiction, betrayal trauma, anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, and much more. You can find us at integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781. That's integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781.
Looking for a Catholic counselor or coach? Dr. Fred Boley provides faithful Catholic counseling and coaching for men in Missouri and beyond. He conveniently offers telehealth services for anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, or just getting stuff done. You can find him at stbarn.org or 872-269-1280. Once again, the number is 872-269-1280.
She is a Catholic recording artist, multi-award-winning songwriter. She sings contemporary and folk rock music. She has been in the music industry for over 5 years. Her music is her ministry. She aims to help people that suffer from all kinds of pain in life and try to bring them to the Lord through her music. She has 3 albums out and her music is being played on radio stations all over the world. Her website is lisamarienicole.com and she is on social media. Her music page is facebook.com Lisa Songs of Worship. YouTube at Lisa M. Nicole. Instagram Lisa_Marie_Nicole_official. Her songs can be purchased on her website, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and everywhere else. Her merchandise store has everything for her ministry and can be accessed through her website. Her new CDs will be available very soon and can be purchased through her website. She counts herself blessed that God has chosen her to help spread his message. She is Lisa Marie Nicole. Get her music today.
The Four Persons Network asks our Catholic friends to check out and join the fast-growing Catholic website, message board, and community at Catholicism Rock. The quality and diversity of contributors is breathtaking and the content spans everything from education to news and commentary and spiritual insight. Partners of the Four Persons and our friends. Please check them out at CatholicismRocks.com.
We at the Four Persons invite you to check out the Rock Company located in Bethlehem. Our friends Tony and Paulette Rock have an incredible selection of hand-crafted masterpieces and religious items. From nativity sets and Last Supper carvings to rosaries and crucifixes. They have items for every budget from modest cost all the way up to priceless treasures. They ship anywhere in the world. Please visit them at therockcompanyshop.com and tell them you heard about them on The Four Persons. The Four Persons, Inc. is a federally registered and licensed 501c3 charity. Any use of any of our content without our permission is prohibited by law. Our purpose is evangelization, education, and social action. Please go to our website at thefourpersons.com or our blog site at thefourpersons.net to make your tax-deductible donation by credit or debit card. You can also send a check to The Four Persons, Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. To contact us, send us an email at email@thefourpersons.com. Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the force of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon it.
Thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passions.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen.
Amen.
St. Faustina,
pray for us.
Pope St. John Paul II,
pray for us.
Jesus, we trust in you.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. God, I love the Chaplet of Divine Mercy.
Yeah, it's powerful.
I said it all the way to and from Atlanta. I probably prayed it about 40 times yesterday.
Wow.
But it was worth it. So anyway, what's up with you today?
Well, just driving home. I did finalize for the 95th time. We finalized the date that we're actually going to have our debate with Troy Goldsmith. And we really, really, really mean it this time. On May 17th, the last Friday of Easter, we are going to finally have our video debate at 8 p.m. on the doctrine of Sola Scriptura.
I will be listening.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Who's the mediator?
It's a friend of mine. His name is James Lay. And I'm working on James real hard. I just got off the phone with him, as a matter of fact, before I called into the show. I'm working on him real hard. He's been a Protestant all his life, but he's starting to really come around, and he's a very honest debater, very honest, objective person, and he's starting to see the objective, how, you know, many of the Catholic positions objectively make sense. And I'm working on it. And I'm going to get him, the Holy Spirit's going to, I'm just nudging it towards the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will get the work done.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yep.
And 2 days from today, Lisa Marie Nicole is going to have a spring concert on Facebook. You've got to join a group, and that's Miss Rebecca's Musician Palooza. And I'll share it to my Facebook page, and I'll share it to the Four Persons Network page on Facebook so that everybody can see where you've got to join to enjoy Lisa's concert.
Yeah, and why don't you reach out to her and see if she will allow us to live stream the audio to Blog Talk Radio, so at least people could listen to. Maybe if they can't watch it, they can listen, like we've done a couple of times already.
Okay, I will inquire of her.
Yeah.
And speaking of Lisa Marie, go ahead.
I was just going to say that anyone that has it in their means to, you know, to support her ministry, and you know what that means? Listen, I know in this day and age, we're all tempted to just, you know, do like our nemesis does and just lift whatever music that you want off the internet. Well, you know, that's not how you support your friends who are in an apostolate of Christian music. You know, we support Lisa by supporting her music. We support Donna Corey Gibson by buying her music. So, you know, if it's within your means, do that. Buy her songs. Don't just lift them up of you know, social media and everything like that. You know, it's dishonest. You shouldn't be doing it. And it's not the way to, you know, to support. You know, it costs money to run an apostolate. And, you know, Lisa Marie knows that she's not going to get rich doing this. Just like we know we're not going to get rich running the Four Persons. But it costs money to run it. So if it's in your means to support the Four Persons, and it's in your means to support Lisa Marie Nicole's music, please do so.
Absolutely. You won't regret it. At the very least, if you have an Amazon Echo device or an Apple Home device, listen to her music through either Apple or Amazon, because at least she gets paid for every stream.
Yep.
So, you know, at least she gets a little something for her apostolate. And speaking of Lisa Marie, her next Rockin' for God with Lisa Marie Nicole talk show is going to be on May 4th, and her guest is going to be James Fincham. James is on Total Mix Radio, and he's also an ordained minister. So that's going to be an interesting one, and of course, John and I will probably simulcast that so that everybody can listen.
Yep.
And, hang on, let me get back to this page. Okay.
So tomorrow is Thursday.
Tomorrow is Terry's show.
What does he got cooking?
Well, he was supposed to ask you about pulling the audio track off of one of his videos from YouTube and playing that,
okay,
because he's going to be towing a huge trailer.
Okay,
Did he not reach out to you about that?
I haven't seen anything yet. I will check, but yeah, we can certainly do that.
Yeah, apparently he's going to be hauling a monster trailer. Not just a trailer, a monster trailer.
Okay, so it will have actual monsters in it, or am I confused?
You're confused. It's just a huge, long, 68-foot trailer. I don't know how long it is, but it's, according to him, it's big.
All right, but just to be clear, no monsters.
No monsters.
Okay, all right.
No enemies. And, let's see. And he wants the audio extracted from his video on the Apostles' Creed, and I've got the link for it. I'll copy that and send it to you.
All right, I'll copy that as soon as I get home. And then for Friday, I'm going to talk to Ken. I think what we're going to wind up doing, until Ken gets another audio-video source, like a tablet or a computer or whatever, until he gets that second source, I think what we're going to do is have his video show and his audio show as two separate things. Either he will actually do two separate shows, or he'll do his video show, and then I'll capture the audio, and we'll play the audio at a later time. I think that's what we're going to have to do, because right now he doesn't have the capability to do audio and video at the same time. When he gets a second source, then he'll be able to do that. And he needs a second source in order to be able to do that, like a second laptop or a tablet or something along those lines.
Right. And he said that for his show on Friday, he's going to be answering common objections to Catholicism. And then on Saturday on Catholicism Rocks, William's going to do an interview with Pat Flynn about arguments for God. And then on Burnt Toast and Coffee, he's going to be interviewing John Kleiner about assisted suicide and the inherent wrongs of assisted suicide. That is very much against the Catholic faith. We don't do euthanasia in our church.
Yeah.
Even assisted suicide.
Jim Hemsworth in the dark. So he doesn't come to realize and understand how good he is and leave us and go somewhere else. So we're going to have to keep him humble.
Yes, we are.
He is... you know, we've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. William is top flight.
William is the best. And And you guys know he's posting all of our shows, all of our shows, not just his, all of them, on Apple Music or Amazon Podcasts,
Spotify,
all over the place.
A bunch of other platforms, too. And he's just doing great work with the Bible Catholic Network. He's doing great work with Catholicism Rocks. Just, William is just killing it.
We need to get the Bible Catholic Network to do a regular show on the four persons. Maybe get them to do a Sunday afternoon show after the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Well, what he's doing is he's doing it the other way around. He's filtering all of the other. He's got Gary Machuto and us and Catholicism Rocks and all of those networks going into the Bible Catholic Network. The Bible Catholic Network is the launch pad by which he's putting everything out on all these other mediums. So on that Bible Catholic platform, you know, we're sharing space with Gary Machuto and people like that. And
that puts
and
us
really,
in good company.
And you know, we look at our numbers, okay, and you know, our numbers on Blog Talk Radio. But all that we're able to see on Blog Talk Radio, for the most part, is the numbers that are direct links to Blog Talk Radio. All right, but our traffic right now is much higher than it's ever been, and our shows are much more popular because of these secondary levels where people are hearing our shows. So, you know, there's a reason why we're consistently putting shows in the top 10 on Blog Talk Radio, but we're actually getting even bigger than that because Blog Talk Radio doesn't track all of the footprints of all of the different ways that people are listening to us. And we know that people are listening to us because William has told us he's getting thousands and thousands of hits on the Bible Catholic Network. So all of the shows that he's putting up there are getting multiple hits. And we're indebted to him because, again, we've said this before, we'll say it again, it ain't about how popular John Benko is or how popular Richard Pettis is. We could care less.
I could care less.
I
want God to be popular.
That's what it's about. It's about getting the message out to newer and newer audiences and making people who realize who are searching now have an opportunity to be exposed to the truth of the Catholic faith.
Exactly. And you know, I'm not sitting here putting myself above anybody else when I say this. Because I'm probably the worst sinner ever. At least as far as I'm concerned, I'm the worst sinner ever. You know, when it comes time to closing purgatory, I'm going to be the
right.
last one out. Hey, Pettis, turn out the lights. I don't own Con Ed. But this is all about the conversion of sinners, guys. This
right.
is all about bringing people to the truth that is the Roman Catholic Church, the church that Jesus started almost 2,000 years ago. 1,991
yeah.
years ago, to be exact.
Right, right. And
within a week of 1,991 years ago. Think about that,
yeah.
guys. He rose from the dead April 5th in the year 33. We just passed April 5th 6 days ago.
Yep.
5 days ago, I'm sorry. 5 days ago.
Yep. 5 days
so
ago.
We're in the octave of the original Easter. Think about that.
Yeah.
We're in the octave of the original Easter. The first ever Easter.
Yeah.
That Easter Sunday when April 5th, when they went down to the tomb with the spices and everything to finish the Jewish burial rite, and he wasn't there, and an angel said, "Why do you look in the grave for the living?"
Yeah.
Why do you look for the why do you look in the tomb for he who is alive?
Yeah. And why do you think God didn't allow anybody to actually witness the resurrection?
Probably because it would have been blinding with all that power and energy and light. I mean, 34 trillion kilowatts.
Yeah.
34 trillion kilowatts was what it took to make the Shroud of Turin.
Yeah, whoever was standing in that tomb would have been vaporized.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he allowed people to witness Jesus being alive afterwards.
Right.
Now, unlike Thomas, I didn't witness him being alive after being crucified, but I believe that he did. You know, and I mean, all the apostles had proof of it, so they couldn't have faith. Think about that. Faith requires believing that something happened.
And oftentimes, faith requires you to believe something when your eyes are telling you it's not so.
Exactly.
Greatest example of greatest testament of faith is every week the priest elevates that host and says the body of Christ, and you look at that priest and you say amen, as it would, and amen meaning yes, it is so.
Exactly.
So, and we believe that. I mean, that is our faith. Our eyes are telling us it's a piece of bread. But guess what? Our eyes are lying to us.
Exactly. That is Jesus Christ. That is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And we're going to talk about that in a minute, guys, but I want to start a novena today. I want to start the novena to St. Jude for desperate situations and hopeless cases. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Most holy St. Jude, apostle, martyr, and friend of Jesus, today I ask that you pray for us and our intentions. Y'all silently say your intentions right here. Don't say them out loud, just say them in the silence of your heart. You are the patron of the impossible. Pray for us and our intentions. O St. Jude, pray that God's grace and mercy will cover our intentions. Pray for the impossible if it is God's will. Pray that we may have the grace to accept God's holy will, even if it is painful and difficult for each of us. St. Jude, you loved our Lord. Help us to love him more. O St. Jude, pray for us that we may grow in faith, hope, and love in the grace of Jesus Christ. Pray for these intentions, but most of all, pray that we may join you in heaven with God for all eternity. Amen.
Amen.
That's a surprise novena that I decided to start today. And
okay.
I'm going to trust Blog Talk Radio not to go down in the middle of our novena again.
Yeah, that seems to happen every time we do a novena. So let's hope this is we're breaking that streak.
Well, I've got faith in God. So let's talk about our saint of the day. Our saint of the day is Saint Michael de Sanctis. He was born in Catalonia, Spain, around 1591. At the age of 6, he informed his parents that he was going to be a monk. Moreover, he imitated Saint Francis of Assisi to such a great extent that he had to be restrained. After the death of his parents, Michael served as an apprentice to a merchant. However, he continued to lead a life of exemplary fervor and devotion, and in 1603, at the age of 12, he joined the Trinitarian friars at Barcelona, taking his vows as St. Lambert's Monastery in Saragossa in 1607. Shortly thereafter, Michael expressed a desire to join the Reformed group of Trinitarians, the Discalced Trinitarians, and was given permission to do so. He went to the novitiate at Madrid, and after studies at Seville and Salamanca, he was ordained a priest and twice served as superior of the house in Valladolid. His confreres there considered him to be a saint, especially because of his devotion to the Most Blessed Sacrament and his ecstasies during Mass. After his death at the age of 35 on April 10, 1625, many miracles were attributed to him. He was canonized in 1862 by Pope Pius IX. St. Michael de Sanctis is noted in the Roman Martyrology as being remarkable for innocence of life, wonderful penitence, and love for God. He seemed from his earliest years to have been selected for a life of great holiness, and he never wavered in his great love of God or in his vocation. As our young people look for direction in a world that seems not to care, St. Michael stands out as a worthy imitation, as well as of the prayers of both young adults and old alike. And of course, his feast day is today, which is April 10th. Let's see if I find anything else. You know, he was known for living a life of prayer and mortification. And he had great devotion towards the Holy Eucharist. It's funny that right after John and I talked about the real presence of the Holy Eucharist off the cuff, the saint of the day is a saint that had great devotion to the Holy Eucharist, to the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. There are no coincidences with God.
Right.
I mean, God causes things to happen because he's God. He can do this.
Yeah.
Just like the eclipse a couple of days ago. That was God showing how marvelous he is, that he's able to make things like that happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's God showing off his power so that we understand who he is and what he is.
Yeah, he created the universe in 6 days. An eclipse is not a big trick for him.
No, it's not. But to us, it certainly seems like it because it happens so infrequently. But he knew what he was doing when he created them. That's because he rocks.
Yep.
So anyway, the other thing that I really wanted to talk about today, and we've got plenty of time, and John didn't know this, but I really wanted to start talking about Eucharistic miracles because April is the month of the Eucharist and just hadn't gotten around to it. And today I was going to talk about the Eucharistic miracle of Tixla, which happened in Tixla, Mexico on October 21st, 2006. And was approved 7 years later on October 12th, 2013. And I had not told John that I was actually going to talk about this. So again, you know, I'm planning to talk about the Eucharistic miracle and finally get that going today. And we have a saint that's devoted to the Blessed Sacrament. And then John points out the importance of the real presence. Guys, there's no such thing as a coincidence when it comes to God. Coincidences are things that we imagine so that things make sense. They don't actually exist.
A coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, on October 21st, 2006, the effusion of a reddish substance was noted from a consecrated host during the Eucharistic celebration at Tixla in the Diocese of Chupachingo Chilapa. And guys, I don't speak Spanish. I'm not real good with Spanish. So if I mispronounced it, please don't get upset at me. I'm trying. The bishop of the place, and this comes from Blessed Carlo Acuta's website, which is miracolitheeucharistici.org. And of course, his family, because he's been beatified, has decided to keep this website going as long as they can. So the bishop of the place, Most Reverend Alejo Zavala Castro, then convened a theological commission of investigation, and in October 2009, he invited Dr. Ricardo Castañón Gomez to take on the leadership of the program in scientific research, whose purpose was in fact that of verifying the said event. The Mexican ecclesiastical authorities turned to Dr. Gomez because they were aware that in the years 1999 to 2006, the scientists had conducted some studies on two consecrated hosts that also bled in the parish of St. Mary in Buenos Aires. The Mexican case starts in October 2006 when Father Leopoldo Roque, pastor of the parish of St. Martin of Tours, invites Father Raimundo Reina Esteban to lead a spiritual retreat for his parishioners. As Father Leopoldo and another priest were distributing communion, assisted by a religious sister who was to the left of Father Raimundo, this later one turns toward him with the pyx containing the sacred particles, looking at Father with eyes filled with tears, an incident that immediately attracted the attention of the celebrant. The host that she had taken to give communion to a lady parishioner had begun to effuse a reddish substance. The scientific research conducted between October 2009 and October 2012 came to the following conclusions, presented on May 25, 2013, during the course of an international symposium held by the Diocese of Chilpachingo on the occasion of the Year of the Faith, which saw the participation of millions of people coming from four continents. Number one, the reddish substance analyzed corresponds to blood, in which there are hemoglobin and DNA of human origin. Two studies conducted by eminent forensic experts with different methodologies have shown that the substance originates from the interior, including the hypothesis that someone could have placed it from the exterior. Number three, the blood type is AB, similar to the one found in the host of Lanciano and in the Holy Shroud of Turin. Four, a microscopic analysis of magnification and penetration reveals the superior part of the blood has been coagulated since October 2006. Moreover, the underlying internal layers reveal in February 2010 the presence of fresh blood. They also found intact white blood cells, red blood cells, and active macrophages that engulf lipids. The tissue in question appears lacerated and with recovery mechanisms exactly as occurs in a living tissue. Six, a further histopathological analysis determines the presence of protein structures in a state of deterioration, suggesting mesenchymal cells very specialized cells characterized by an elevated biophysiological dynamism. The immunohistochemical studies reveal that the tissue found corresponds to the muscle of heart. On account of the scientific results and the conclusions reached by the theological committee last October 12th, the bishops of Chilpancingo, His Eminence Alejo Zavala Castro, announced the following: the event does not have a natural explanation. It does not have a paranormal origin. It is not traceable to a manipulation of the enemy. Stated a different way, it has every appearance of being the blood of Jesus Christ. The actual blood. Guys, if things like this don't prove to you the real presence of Jesus Christ, body and soul, in the presence of the Eucharist, I don't know what's going to.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. 70%
yeah.
of American Catholics don't believe in the real presence.
Yeah, if you're not believing it by this point, it's willful at this point. It's willful disobedience.
Exactly. Guys, Jesus is truly there in the real presence of the Eucharist. And I'll post a link to this page in the Four Persons Network so that everybody has a chance to take a look at it. Because
I'm going to ask you a straightforward question, Rich.
Okay. You know, only one person gets away with calling me Rich.
Sorry.
And that's Lisa. I've never been called Rich by anybody else in my life.
Okay.
I let her get away with it because she's the Catholic version of Striper.
Okay. Richard.
John.
If you do not believe that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, do you have the right to call yourself a Catholic?
Absolutely not.
I agree with you.
If you don't believe in the real presence of the Eucharist, that's kind of like drinking non-alcoholic beer. What's the point? Not that I drink, but when I did drink it, what's the point of non-alcoholic beer?
Right.
You know? Because I didn't like the taste of beer that much anyway. Although I do like a Guinness on occasion, but I didn't say that out loud, did I?
Nothing wrong with drinking a Guinness on occasion.
So, you know, and this comes, I mean, I read this straight off of Blessed Carlo Acuto's website. He's got a picture of the host effusing blood, guys. A picture.
Yep.
A picture. That's not ketchup on that host, guys. That's the blood of Jesus. It's not a what, it's a who.
Yep.
I mean, that is really Jesus Christ. That is body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. I mean, and I'm going to try to read a different Eucharistic miracle every day just because.
So we get addressed with this question. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Well, can't get much more personal than that.
Uh-uh.
He comes to my church every week. Every day he comes to my church. And I can receive him, body, blood, soul, and divinity. I don't know how
every
you get more
single
personal
day.
Than that.
Me either. And I've been known to go every day to see him. You know? And I don't show up to Mass in shorts, even if I'm just showing up on the spur of the moment. I always carry along.
The,
I always carry a long pair of pants in the car so that I can throw on some pants in case I go to Mass.
There you go.
Because Jesus is the CEO of my salvation.
Amen.
Go ahead, John.
I was going to say, before we wrap it up today, I'd like to say a Hail Mary for a devout and holy priest who's being persecuted, so that he can stay strong in what he's facing. So I'd like to know if we can close with a Hail Mary for Father Farrar.
Absolutely. You lead it, sir.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And guys, I want to apologize for having to cancel the show yesterday. I was in a doctor's appointment at 3:30 Eastern, and I am going to be having a total knee replacement on May 13th. So I will be out of commission for a day or two. I might be awake at 3:30 Eastern on that day, but awake is about it. I will be so loopy I wouldn't be able to do the show on that day. I might be able to do the show from my bed the next day. But I will be coming home on the 13th because I'm the first case of the day.
We will be praying for you.
Please. I need all the prayers I can get, guys.
Yep.
All right, so I will see everybody back. John Benko and I will see everybody back here tomorrow at 3:30. And that's 3:30 Eastern, which is 2:30 Central, 1:30 Mountain, 12:30 Pacific. So all you guys on the left coast can enjoy us during your lunch break. No questions asked. And by the way, my name is Richard Pettis. And we want you to have a blessed rest of your Monday and a blessed Tuesday until we see you right back here at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.